Hello and welcome. This is Erica Glessing, and you are joining me on the Erica Glessing Show, where you receive 8 minutes of daily inspiration for lightworkers and entrepreneurs. And my next guest is a phenomenal writer. She's got a lot of consciousness tucked into places all over her body and her sleeves and her experiences. And I've known her for quite a bit, and it's always a pleasure working with her. So welcome, Donna Hall Hildebrand.
Wow, thank you so much, Erica.
I know. How much fun can we have being us?
Absolutely. Is there any other way to have fun? For sure.
You know, Donna, I'm going to just give you, I get kind of a difficult question for you. So when you notice that someone's really starts cooking as an entrepreneur, what are some of the things that you notice? What does that kind of come along with that?
That's a great question. I think, you know, for me, it's like when things are cooking for me, I'm actually asking a lot of questions and I'm actually taking a lot of risks too, like stepping into a space of vulnerability where things are a little bit uncomfortable and they kind of wake me up and turn me on. And then, you know, you get surprised by how things can show up by asking the questions and trusting inside that vulnerability. And then you just start to get in this flow where things surprise you, where opportunities arise, where possibilities start to call at you and tap at your door. And, you know, even this book that I wrote that we're talking about today is one of those things. I was just having a little chat with someone on a Facebook group and I wrote something about that I wrote in this book and they're like, oh my goodness, I would love to have you be an author in my book, you know? And I actually just the day before that, I was complaining about my stuffy nose, you know, but I thought, well, I'll write about it.
That is so funny.
I had to be vulnerable that day. Like, I have nothing to write about. Well, what could I write about? I could write about what's real. I could write that I'm complaining about my stuffy nose. Something so silly. But when you really step out into that space of vulnerability and be you, whatever that looks like, that is when magic shows up.
So the book that Donna is talking about is a number one international bestseller runaway hit. It's the best-selling book in the history of Happy Publishing so far as of the date of this podcast. I'm joyful to introduce it to you listeners right now. It's called Relationships Done Easy. And Donna, why don't you just share with us the name of your chapter and kind of what showed up for you as you were creating it?
Sure, I'd love to. The name of the chapter is The Genesis. And it's really about being the source of your own life. And specifically, since this book is about relationships, I was looking at, you know, being the source of my relationship. And it can go into any area of your life, right? Like being the source of your business or being the source of your body or whatever. But it's so interesting that so often where I found myself in the pitfalls of the most with relationship is when I get into this sort of comparison of, well, I have to do this and then you do that and then you do this and this 50-50 kind of game, right?
Yeah.
And I noticed where in the beginning that doesn't exist. In the beginning, in the genesis of it all, right? That 50-50 game is not there. It's really like, how can I outdo and be 110 and 150? Like, you're really at the peak of your game. And somewhere in the relationship, it starts to kind of get this like competition or push and pull of who's doing more, who's doing less. At least that's what I did. And I noticed it this last time. And I thought, wow, you know, instead of complaining about what I would want them to do, am I actually being that energy myself? Am I actually doing those things? And am I being that for myself? You know, why do I need anyone to be 50% of me? Why can't I be all of me? And when I am being all of me, that's really where the generation starts. That's where the genesis begins. That's where creation occurs. And if I'm willing to be all of me in the relationship or in whatever I'm doing, then in that moment, is a new possibility.
What do you think stops us from having that kind of like success? Like, I'm seeing just it telepathically, no, and also knowing that you're married and have a family relationship, a fun environment for your family. What can we do to kind of ease that, shift more into having more of that?
Well, first I started to actually notice the complaints and the judgments that I had that didn't have me being that.
Right.
And, you know, I could just go into the whirlwind of making myself wrong for the judgments, but I actually used them to my advantage. So I took the judgments that I had. Okay, well, he doesn't desire me. I don't feel like he desires me the way he used to desire me, you know?
Okay.
And then I flipped it into a question for myself to be that for myself. So where am I not desiring all of me today?
Nice.
If it's that, you know, I really want him to love my body. Well, where am I not loving my body today? If it's that I want him to take me on a hot, juicy date because he hasn't done that in a while or hasn't invited me anywhere. Well, where would I just take myself on a hot, juicy date? Or would I be willing to ask him on a hot, juicy date? Right? And really taking ownership of my life as opposed to, you know, really being in the complaint again and making someone else responsible for it right. to show up for me.
I was, you know, I told you I was having some growing pains with my teenage son. And I was sitting there this weekend because we had a lot of time together because my other daughter was in a hockey tournament. So my son and I had some extra time chilling. Yeah. And I started asking questions like, what could be a contribution to me too? Because I was always sitting there thinking, why isn't he more like this? Or why doesn't he do more like that? Or whatever, you know? And I pulled myself out of that and I said, what could be a bigger contribution, first of all, to me? Like what, and then I started asking questions that were so different and I started taking some of the pressure off of him to be like other children in the family or other children on the planet.
Yeah. And or just, anybody other than him.
Or anybody other yeah. than him. And then I started asking, well, what does his body know? You know, and it was a very different way of approaching the whole situation we were in.
I love that question. I love that so much. And that's something that I also did in my relationship when I saw it kind of going to this sort of stagnant place or a place where I thought I was settling, right?
Yeah.
And I was like, well, if I'm settling, I mean, if I feel like I'm settling here, again, that's my judgment, then where am I settling with myself? And how could I receive more of me in this moment? So same kind of similar thing. I would be with my husband and I might be touching him or rubbing on him or, you know, just being affectionate, right? And he might not really respond the way I thought he should. And I'm like, why isn't he like rubbing me back or touching me or tickling me or kissing me, you know, and where? And then I thought, well, why don't I just do this for him? Because it's what feels good to me. Not because without I'm expecting for him anything back. Yeah.
Right.
And you know, when I did that, when I really did that, it woke him up, you know, because my energy was actually in there. Like, I love this, you know,
right,
and it
right.
was an invitation right. for him to show up and be him versus I don't know, a wall pushing against him or pushing him away
it.
Or whatever of how he so, is in him.
Donna, how can we get a hold of you? How can we find out more about you?
Well, I have a website, donna@energeticawakenings.com. Inner spelled like I-N-N-E-R, inside, the waking up the inside of you and touching what's inside that is you and all of you. So donna@energeticawakenings.com. And I love talking to people about being the source of their life and how empowering that is, whether it's in business or relationships or with their bodies. I love talking about bodies too.
Awesome.
And I actually am a massage therapist as well. And I work on bodies a lot and work with people a lot in that area.
Perfect.
So I live in Dallas, Texas area.
Awesome. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you, Erica.
Today's show was brought to you by Audible. For a free book that you can listen to anywhere, go to audibletrial.com/TheErikaGlessingShow and enjoy a book from our wonderful sponsor, Audible.